four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. I've been so blessed. It's 12 days long, so Merry Christmas from us at Good Time.
And just for the holidays, five. Not five internet things, but five. Because we love Sean Ramaswamy, host of Sideshow, a Studio 360 podcast.
I wore a tie for this occasion, by the way. Did you notice?
I love it.
It does.
Beautiful.
It does this. It's the worst sound you've ever heard. But this is what we're tired of. This list of alternative Christmas music I brought you is the opposite of what my tie is doing right now. And it will stop.
It will stop.
There you
Thank
go.
You.
It
That's
stopped.
Good. So you have a list of all kinds of alternative music that you're getting, and you
yes.
decided to choose the worst or the best. What
have
the you,
best.
What are you giving
so my argument here is that the industrial Christmas music complex is a lot like Christmas itself. You get like boring socks and sweaters, and this year's version of that is the new Earth, Wind & Fire Christmas album, which
Not
is like
good.
It's unlistenable. And then the worst of all might be the most offensive is Seth MacFarlane of Family Guy and American Dad released an album of like Christmas standards. And I don't know who told him that was a good idea, but it's awful. So to counteract
Thank
all
you.
Of that, I brought five selections here that you might actually find interesting and fun and want to listen to more than once.
So let's start with your first here.
What?
Okay, so a six-piece indie pop band from Cardiff, Wales called Los Campesinos released like Christmas EP this year. The first single is called When Christmas Comes.
When I go home, I will walk fire tinsel town down.
It takes a certain amount of courage to try to write a Christmas song that isn't a standard.
Especially when your fans are like the indie rock set, you know, because
yeah.
they're not going to like it.
Number two?
Number two, Mark Kozelik, who's this, you know, contemplative indie rocker with who's known for his like acoustic balladry, has spent most of the year getting in verbal altercations with people at his shows and other bands, and it's got a lot of pickup, actually, because no one expects that from him. But he's closing out the year with a mostly traditional album of Christmas music, and it's actually lovely.
Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer. Fun for all that children call the favorite.
Cover, of course, of the famous Vince Guaraldi, Charlie Brown score. Number three.
Have you ever wondered what Tchaikovsky's theme from The Nutcracker would sound like with a trap beat? Because I can make that happen for you right now, I think.
Okay, let's do it. And you think this is an improvement?
I do. It's a lot of fun. So this one's only online. This is a collection from Diplo and his Mad Decent pals, who are known for their sort of like insanely thunderous take on electronic dance music.
But the cut itself is called...
It's by Davuti, and it's called The Nutcracker.
Nutcracker. Number four.
Number four, Liz Phair, the indie queen, has not released any music in a while, but she said she's always wanted to write a dystopian Christmas song, and she finally did this year.
All I wanted was one perfect Christmas. All I got was some coal and some switches. I was the dimmest house on the block. They're hanging stockings and we're hanging socks.
So that one's appropriately titled Ho Ho Ho.
Yeah. Number five.
The last one we have for you is The Killers featuring Jimmy Kimmel. They put out a song called Joel the Lump of Coal.
Some time ago at Santa's place up in the old North Pole, there lived a lump of anthracite whose parents called him Joel. Joel, Joel the Lump of Coal, happy as a lump can be.
And if nothing else, it proves that, you know, it adds to the canon how well Joel can rhyme with Cole.
But Santa Claus had other plans for Joel one fateful day.
Joel, you're just the lump I need. Come join me on my sleigh.
I guess I'm down with a song that's got the word anthracite.
Exactly, right? You gotta respect the effort.
Yes. Sean Ramaswamy, of course, host of Sideshow, a Studio 360 podcast about art, about Sean, about stuff you don't see in museums. Take care, Sean.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.